Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of season 2 of the Therapeutic Rainbow. And I'm very happy to welcome Tamara here today, and she calls herself a personal wellness hacker. So welcome, Tamara, and thank you very much for joining us. Can you tell us a bit more about what that title means?
Absolutely. It's taken me 41 years to come up with this title, and actually it was my partner that said it last week and it resonated. And I thought, wow, do you know, this is it.
This is what I've been looking for.
This is what I have been waiting for to come in. And it was so natural. And for me, wellness hacker is about getting beneath those symptoms.
Yeah.
Hacking down those levels, hacking into those layers, and having a look at the unseen.
Okay, so how do you do that? What does that mean to you?
What does that mean to me? So it means that it's tailored.
Okay.
It means that it's fully supported. And those are two things that I probably didn't have when I needed it.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to me? It means that we're using toolkits that are revolutionary, and we're not guessing, we're testing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my strap line. My new strap line is we're guessing, not testing, because you can tell me what you think is going on, and that's your conscious brain. That is your story. That's your pattern. It's your beliefs. And you've put that there.
Absolutely.
Either through ancestral, patterning, experiences, what you've seen and what you... And so they're only as accurate as you make it.
Okay. So you're a lady of many talents. Oh, so what are your tricks of your trade?
What are my tricks in the trade? So it's a toolkit that I have built upon as a platform through my own experience. From being involved in a serious car accident at the age of 19 and feeling that I was just left to survive.
Okay.
And believing conventional medicine. And I do, hands up and hand on heart, believe there's absolutely a place for conventional medicine. But when it comes to chronic and emotion and trauma that could be leading to your physical symptom, then I absolutely believe that the reason that your symptoms are there is because it's telling you that your body's out of balance. And okay, it's the only way that your body knows how to communicate with you. And those symptoms are a gift, because my belief, again, is that those symptoms are what's keeping you safe. And it's showing you that your body loves you because it's speaking to you.
Okay. I love that way of thinking about it.
So that means to me that instead of it being a challenge, your symptoms can be an opportunity. An opportunity for releasing, repatterning, rebalancing, and absolutely re-energizing. So my point of hacking into the health and wellness of individuals who are absolutely ready for this, and it's normally people who have tried lots of other things and it hasn't worked. And it won't be that those therapies haven't worked. It will be that there's gunk or blockages, that circuitry is dimmed down, and you are being your own resistance. There's a part of you that still believes that you don't want to heal. There's a part of you that still believes that these patterns are keeping you safe. And so people that arrive to me and say, I've tried all these different things and they haven't worked, it's that you haven't been ready to work it.
Yeah, but that could be quite scary, can't it? It could be scary to open yourself up, A, to yourself,
absolutely,
B, to a stranger, because that's what you'll be when they first meet you, and to actually say, I'm ready to go there.
Mm-hmm, because it's surrendering. It's opening your heart. And that's the reason. So absolutely, what you have just said is the absolute reason why people haven't healed. Because at some point they've closed their heart through some form of fear and some form of not feeling safe. And so therefore that resistance is exactly what is keeping them from healing.
Yeah. So how do we change that? Because I think, well, I've spoken many times before, it is that, as you said before, that ancestral, that cultural, how do we show people out there that are listening out there in the world, actually, it's okay to do that. It's okay to step out of the norm, your comfort zone, and be ready to it.
I think the beautiful way in that I'm able to offer is the voice analysis scan. Because what that does is it detects your own electrical signals, and even those that are in resistance and in some form of disbelief, when that scan showed to them and that scan resonates with them, even though I've never met them before or spent any time with them or know anything pretty much about them, the scan is so accurate and it enables a form of communication, because I'm not just asking the person in front of me to talk to me. I'm saying, let's go through your scan that your body has told us where it thinks its priorities are, of where you can support it and I can help you.
So just from your voice, you can tell, or just from someone's voice, you can tell where needs to be healed?
I don't use healing, I use rebalancing.
Okay.
Because your body is energy. Everything in life, everything we do, we say, we believe, we hear, everything is a form of energy. It's a frequency. And the voice is one of the most, it's the most unique thing about us. Nobody has the same voice as you. And how many times, so let me ask you a question. How many times have you spoken to somebody having not been able to see them, and you can tell by the tone of their voice how they may be feeling?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our voice tells us more than what we can see.
But I think it's only if you're tuned into it. I don't think everybody picks up on a tone of voice. Yeah.
I think so, yeah. But the scan does. So the scan is a blueprint of every frequency for every compartment of your system that says what frequency we should be resonating at for optimal energy flow. And when we have optimal energy flow, our body can function optimally. If you don't have any energy, you can't get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
If you don't have good energy, your body and immunity is going to be attacked and it will take longer to heal. Your body needs energy to heal even a cut.
Absolutely.
So by detecting the energy inside your body, we can detect how well your body is functioning from an unseen level. And that will then impact what we are seeing nutritionally, environmentally, your sleep quality, your stress levels, whether you're feeling overwhelmed and chaotic, or whether you're able to use your resilience and bring yourself back into balance, depending on how far knocked out you are, how much change you've got going on in your life. All of these different things impact us at a very small level, but all of those small levels start to build up. And over time, our body starts to speak out to us with those physical symptoms.
And then we're able to change.
And absolutely, heal ourselves. The possibility for shifting energy and emotion.
When and is that the same in children emotion, as well?
Sorry, say that again.
Is that the same in children as well? Can we rebalance energy in children as much as we can in adults?
Children and animals.
Okay.
Children and animals are still more open than we are as adults.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Their heart center is still more open, full of less judgment, and full of less distorted information and blockages than we are.
So it's easier to do.
I think children are more readily to trust.
Yeah.
They're more influential, they're more sponges, they absorb things faster.
So are there kind of tips that we can do just on our day-to-day kind of walk to work or life in the car that can reshift that?
I think so. I think three most important words in your life are I am enough.
Yeah. How often do we say that though?
as many times as you can, as consistently as possible, and as many times as you have a space in your mind, keep looking at yourself in the mirror, speaking to yourself on the phone, writing it out, and the more your body starts to believe. The self-talk that we use inside of ourselves imprints into our bloodstream, into every single cell inside our living body. You can use color therapy every time you have a feeling or a repetitive a sensation that comes up that may be full of some discomfort. You can use a color therapy so you can imagine what color comes into your mind, and it's the first color or colors that come in. You can take that breath in by through your feet, up through your body, at the top of your head, in through your hand, and in through your heart, through every living cell in your body. When you wash yourself with color, it switches off or bypasses the cognitive function.
Okay.
Color therapy is really strong. You can tap. I don't know if you've heard of EFT.
Yeah,
and there's also MBIR, which is working on the thymus, which is again your heart center. Anything that starts to shift energy and emotion through your body. Dancing is an amazing way of shifting energy and emotion. Movement, because how often or how long can you dance for before your mood or energy starts to shift?
Oh, well, I love a good dance, so it doesn't take long. Yeah.
You've got movement.
Kitchen disco
breath.
Is the favourite thing in our house.
Exactly. Yeah. Breath work. Again, using nasal breathing, because by breathing out through your nose, you make a longer breath. You flood yourself with carbon dioxide. You're using nitric oxide breathing. That means you're oxygenating and filling yourself with CO2. Your body will always take an in-breath. The breath we need to focus on is the out-breath.
Okay.
So you've got breathing, you've got movement, you've got color therapy, you've got repetitive sayings that, for example, are simple enough as I am enough, because if you don't believe that, then everything's going to be shifting you. You are enough. You are amazing. You are intelligent. You are beautiful. You are capable and you are strong.
And we can do that with our children as well, isn't it? It's about actually
Absolutely.
Having those kind of messages with our kids on a day-to-day basis. Did you know?
I've been using this with Charlie, probably. I've been saying I am enough for about the past 2 weeks. And last night when he came home, I cuddled him. I placed my hand on his heart. I said something like, it was something like, oh my God, you're so amazing. I love you so much. And he said, you are enough, mummy.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, I didn't say those words to him.
No.
So when he's been saying to me how much he loves me, I've been saying to him, you are enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something's gone in and he's then said that to me last night. And do you know how that made me feel? Was absolutely bowled over that my 9-year-old was saying I am enough. Like all this material stuff around us. In that
what
moment,
matters though, isn't it? Yeah, it's those moments. Yeah.
Well, parenting's about connection.
Yeah. And being present, we've talked before about it's actually what's going on in that moment.
Right.
Actually, it doesn't matter what goes on in the past, what goes on in the future. It's about what's happening right now in that moment. Yeah. What can we do?
I was about to go and busy myself making dinner, answering an email while he was doing what he was doing. And I thought, actually, just take 30 seconds. Just connect. And the whole energy and the whole environment changes because you're heart-centered. You're opening your heart to healing, to love. Healing takes place when you open your heart.
Absolutely. And you just said, like, being heard by Charlie was enough for you. And actually, you hearing children is enough. And them going, ah, they have really listened. Like, we had a conversation last night. They were doing their homework and they were teaching me all this stuff. I had no idea there was so much to know about a castle. But their kind of worlds, their eyes, their mind lit up when I said, you've taught me that, because mummy didn't know that. And they were like, ah, we can influence mummy as much as she can. And I said, I'm going to remember that now. And they turned around and said, well, if you don't, mummy, we'll always be here.
That's amazing. So they're teaching you and you're guiding them.
Yeah. It's just reassuring them, though, that it's okay and it's okay to get it wrong as well. Like, they were building this castle and it wasn't quite going the way they wanted. And I said, it's okay to make mistakes as well.
Yeah, that builds your resilience. And also you were enabling them to be their authentic self.
Yeah.
You weren't saying to them who they need to be and how they need to be and how they need to do it to please you. You were letting them build it in their own way, using their own creativity and finding their own way. And that is so important for their own emotional intelligence, their intellectual well-being, and their own interdependence for themselves, absolutely, finding out who they are, exploring the world.
And it doesn't always work like that. We had the opposite this morning when she really didn't want to go to school and I wanted to hear her and I wanted to listen to her, but equally I had to get where I needed to be. And it's that kind of scales all the time, isn't it? That balance of I've heard you, and I guess repairing it when I pick her up from school of I could see you were really struggling this morning.
How did you manage it then this morning?
This morning I just heard her, saw she was upset, recognised that.
Yeah.
But equally told her, I'm really sorry, but mummy's got to be somewhere. And I know you will be okay when you've walked in that door. But it's that separation.
It is. And it's also letting them know that not everything works all the time in life. And when things don't work, that's how we build our emotional resilience. I absolutely will believe and say to anything, anybody says to me, measure success. Success is emotional intelligence and resilience and knowing that you are enough and it's okay to be authentic, your own authentic self.
Yeah, it's scary though, isn't it? It's a really scary thing to do as an adult.
Yeah, suddenly not caring what people think.
Scary thing to do as a child. Yeah.
Of course, because we only know what we've seen. We only know what we've been taught. And when we look at the previous generations, they're very controlling and parent power. Parent punishment.
Rebalancing, though, as you said, is just like rebalancing energy. It's rebalancing status. It's rebalancing where that hierarchy is. And yes, you've got to parent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've got to put those boundaries in place for the children.
But there's equally,
they need to know they've got a voice.
To say no with meaning and with kindness. Like to say no to sweets, you're helping them understand health and well-being and sugar levels, and it's okay as a treat, but actually your body doesn't really love sugar, even if you think that it does. There are other times just to say no without reason, just to please yourself maybe. Yeah, there's a balance. There's absolutely a balance to be struck there. And I'm continually learning. Charlie is teaching me all the time. He also reminds me to be in the present.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
He says, it doesn't matter, mummy. Or he'll say, you're never alone. Or, all those things. And you're like, oh, God, you're so clever.
Yeah. I wish I was like you. But then I've grown you. I've shown you the way.
Right, yeah.
So we know, because it's quite rare that I actually live know the people that I meet on the podcast. But we are two people that have met. And we've got some exciting things kind of coming up for those people that are Oxfordshire based or want to travel up. So do you want to tell us more about what we're providing?
Okay, so we are looking to, or Natasha and I are looking to work on two projects initially. The first one is a 10 to 12 week, haven't quite decided which timeline it sits with yet, workbook that will support both teachers, parents, carers, and support children in really learning about their emotional well-being, resilience, and authentic self. I love that word, authentic and expressive. And the way that we're going to do it is bring together all of our toolkits, all of our studies and expertise, and create something that's really creative and easy to follow.
Yeah, I think that's the key with it, is that it's accessible, that you don't need to have years of training. You don't need to understand sometimes why you're doing it.
The workbooks are going to be designed to teach you to understand as you work through it. And they're going to be step-by-step guides that take you into different forms of activities and have a relationship with each session. For example, a colour or an animal that works alongside the theme of that lesson. And we're looking to create something that's physical that supports the workshops as well. I know Natasha opened up about some of her designs, and we were pulling together to work out how we could create an initiative idea that makes the children, or gives the children, an opportunity to collect something throughout the course that's an accomplishment, an achievement, and a reminder as they go through the program that gives them their own inner success.
Absolutely. And it will be that, yeah, it's just hands-on workbook that's really exciting. I mean,
full of color, excited, yeah, full of energy,
full of rainbows,
full of vibrancy,
yeah,
full of personality,
absolutely, and full of fun,
affordable, accessible, and easy to follow.
I think it needs to be
affordable, accessible, and easy to follow. Quick, write that down.
Affordable, accessible, and easy to follow, absolutely. And what's the other exciting project?
We all go in threes. Three is that magic number. And the second project is called the Conscious Club, something that I've really wanted to create for quite a few years now, but the time has not been now, and the time is now. Well, September, hopefully. We're pushing for September, in that it gives us time to really explore and find out what the community needs. There's been so much change, so much uncertainty, so much awakening in the last 2 years. And what we're bringing together is connection and community in an event that hosts meditation ceremony to bring like-minded people together and into a club dance experience that brings you up into your own natural ecstasy in your soul and brings you back down, but still feeling on that natural high of what you can create from yourself and those toolkits that you already have to help you feel your greatest version, and how easy it is just to sometimes let go of the day and let go of feelings and let go of that argument or let go of that energy that's sitting blocked and maybe suppressed or repressed further into your system if you just don't let it go and shake it out and dance it out.
Yeah.
We're also going to be offering nurturing food. It will be allergen free. It will also include a mocktail bar. It's a completely sober party. And in that, we're going to be supporting three charities. One for emotional well-being of the teenagers and early 20s. One supporting your charity. And another one supporting addiction and in prison, people that needing the support, who really want to make that transformation in their lives. So it's three really important community based charities, and there'll also be treatments available. It's completely going to be filling your cup up time, dancing, eating sober drinks, and receiving treatments, maybe a tarot reading, a breath workshop, sound healing, to really raise your vibe and show you how amazing you are.
Yeah, and it's just exciting to think we can offer something, putting everything we've got together and just showing people how much they actually have themselves. I think going back to that phrase of I am enough, sometimes we think we have to go to all these places, we have to do all these things, and actually you can just dance the night away and do it yourself, really.
Exactly. So our first event is going to be just for the adults, just so we can gauge what we're doing and get it really right. And the second event is going to be families. So bringing children and their parent or care worker together, reconnecting, giving the parents some wonderful time out in a nourishing environment, and giving the children an opportunity to really connect with themselves and find out who they are or who their authentic self is in a safe, secure, and well-nurtured environment.
Very exciting.
I know.
So where can people find out all about who you are individually, all about the kind of projects we're going underway?
Yep, so my website is breathe360.uk, and that's the same for my Facebook and Instagram as well.
Yeah.
The Conscious Party has got some basic information on from a tab that links out from my website, but more of that is to come.
Yeah, we're excited to put it all together.
That isn't out there yet. That is still in here and in here, and we both need to get together and get that out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, hopefully, what question is coming next. That I end each podcast with thinking, if you had a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow, what would it be filled with? So what would your pot of gold be filled with?
Love. My intention, what I'm working on right now, is no matter what comes into my life, it's coming in for a reason. And how can I deliver that with love, which also means boundaries, because that means love for me as well. It's not just love for everybody else. It's boundaries, it's resilience, it's safety, security, and it's also freedom, happiness, and bringing more abundance and joy into life. So be full of abundance, joy, love.
Love that. What a lovely pot of gold. So thank you so much for coming. Lots of exciting things happening for you, for us together, but also just remembering those three words as we leave today.
I am enough.
Thank you very much. Take care, everyone that's listening, and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.